All right, let's move on to, I've taken the items out of order, but we are at the point where we are gonna take entertain public comment. So this is the time then we would accept member or a comment from members of the public. We have a 3-minute time limit rule, which is simply enforced by a clock that is kept by both myself and staff. Do we have any public comment today?
Yes, we do, sir. We have Carol Nowicki.
All right. So I don't know if she's on the phone or on Zoom. Looks like she's on Zoom. So welcome, Carol. This is a public comment. You have 3 minutes to make public comment. Please proceed. I don't know if you can. It looks like you're on mute, Ms. Nowicki.
Now?
There you go. I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
So, hi, I'm Carol Nowicki, wife of retired Fire Chief Pete Nowicki from the Moraga-Oranga Fire District. This retirement board illegally attempted to take away part of Chief Nowicki's hard-earned retirement during a staged hearing in 2015. Ultimately, the court found you in violation of your own bylaws, and you have refused him access to address the malfeasance of your legal counsel and some of your employees. So I will help him continue to use our Brown Act rights to do so. In August 2015, Pete received an envelope from Sasara.
Mr. Chair, I'm only getting 1 out of 3 words.
Yeah, right. So, Ms. Nowicki, we're having a little trouble. Hold on a second. We're having a little trouble hearing you. So if I don't know if you need to get closer to your mic or we're just having a little trouble.
With the speakerphone?
It might be because of the speakerphone. I'm not sure whatever device you're using. A little tough to pick it up, but go ahead. I've gotten the gist of it, but there you go. Better.
Now?
Yes, a little better. Go ahead.
Okay. So did you get the part about receiving the envelope? No one's hearing me.
Yeah, so it's very difficult to, we can hear you, okay. But we just can't hear the articulation of what you're saying.
Okay, I appreciate that. So try again on a different computer, possibly. You can't hear me at all. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, is she on a speakerphone? Because there may be some feedback.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you on a speakerphone, Ms. Nowicki? I think you said you were.
I was just using the, I was initially just using the microphone on the computer.
It may just be the nature of the condenser mic on your computer. I'm not sure. It's just been very tough to pick you up.
Okay. I can try later on my laptop when I have time this morning.
I mean, you can, however you want to proceed is fine. I don't entertain comment if we go to the computer.
Yeah, that's why I just asked. Okay. I'll give it a try on my other computer. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. So we'll wait a moment.
You try speaking a little slower also. It won't over-modulate like it's doing.
Yeah, it's just tough. I can't, it's everybody's got a different speaking style, and I don't know if we can control that part, but definitely the electronic piece, the mic. Sometimes the condenser mics on computers are just not, they're just not up to snuff.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
We do have another public comment from Ms. Teresa Notarmaso.
All right. Well, then
she's on the phone.
Great. Let's bring her in and hear from her. Ms. Notarmaso, you are on for public comment. You have 3 minutes. Please proceed.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Gordon and esteemed members of the Retirement Board. My name is Teresa Notarmaso, and I am a recent retiree. My retirement date was April 28th of 2022. I worked for the county at Contra Costa Regional Medical Center until becoming fully eligible for a pension. Then I left the county for a job with the City and County of San Francisco in 2012, where I worked an additional 10 years until the end of this April 28, 2022. I worked in labor relations for San Francisco Airport. I left a great job at CCC to quadruple my commute and double my salary. However, the reason why I'm contacting you today is retirement related. It's been 90 days as of today since I retired. On day 31, after my retirement, I received my other reciprocal pension from San Francisco. But as of today, I have yet to receive any retirement paperwork from Sisera. I have not received the options package that was supposed to be sent to me, according to the newsletter, approximately 8 to 12 weeks after my last active paycheck. This has made things very difficult for myself and my family. On or before June 10th of this year, I made an in-person visit to Sisera offices regarding my husband's county pension on his issue. After concluding that business, I also inquired about the status of my own pension. Staff informed me on that date they hadn't even started my retirement options package paperwork, as as they had had a record number of retirements this year. I calmly told them that when my husband retired 6 years ago from Contra Costa County Sanitary Board, he got his first check in 45 days. Additionally, I know of at least three other Contra Costa County retirees who've retired in the last year and a half, including COVID time, where they have gotten their retirement check in 45 days. To find out that the retirement paperwork hasn't even been started was dismaying to me. And I was told by staff in June of this year that I would be getting something by my 90th day. Today, by the way, is my 90th day. I did everything that Sarah asked me to do prior to retirement. I signed a reciprocity agreement with the county when I left to go to work for San Francisco. I filed an application for retirement this year prior to my actual retirement. And I got a confirmation letter from Sarah in May of 2022 saying, yes, we acknowledge your retirement date and you are eligible. Congratulations. I attended a retirement counseling and training session on Zoom prior to retiring this year and was specifically told twice by two different staff people I would receive my first check within 90 days. I've been told by a friend of mine who also retired from Contra Costa County that in the Sacera organization, there are two retirement analysts for all retirees. Perhaps staffing is a part of the problem. While at Contra Costa County, I was part of a small group of employees who successfully organized IFPTE Local 21 representation for managers and supervisors in Contra Costa County. I became an officer and I negotiated my first union compact then. Perhaps my past has followed me. I don't know. I'm hoping not because that's illogical. Like a lot of folks, I have expenses. I have student loans to pay, including law school, which I attended 20 years ago. And I resent the fact that there's no practical reason to withhold my pension or even start my paperwork at this point. So today,
Mr. Chair, the 3 minutes are up.
Okay. Yeah. If you can wrap up, Ms.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I thought I cut it short. I'm requesting two things, basically. Number one, I'm requesting the options package paperwork to be sent to me for signature within 15 days from this meeting. Secondly, once I've completed this paperwork and this session, I request that my first retirement check be sent to me no later than 30 days from the date of this meeting. I've waited 90 days. I thank you in advance for your consideration. And please, anything you could do would be helpful. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your comment. And because all of our senior staff and our CEO are on the phone or on the meeting, that it, you know, all have heard the comment and the particular situation. And I can assure you that the matter will be followed up on by me and the board to ensure that the matter is handled in a timely fashion. Thank you for your comment.
And although we don't typically comment on public comment, I do want to just express that this is something the board has requested periodic updates on how we get things done, because certainly she is not alone. I get frustrated when I hear very similar stories, and I know Gail's well aware of that, and we have lots of things we're hopeful for in the future that will speed things up, but I understand the retiring's frustration.
Yeah, no, it's a difficult situation. We had a record number of retirements, and the numbers are it was a tsunami in terms of numbers, in terms of capability of handling it. It doesn't always go well on the timeline. This is an example of that. And that's why I told our caller that I know all of our staff listening on the phone is going to follow up and try to get this matter completed timely. So I appreciate the comment. And hopefully this will have a better ending than start.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So let's were we able to reestablish communication with Ms. Nowicki?
Yes, we do have her on the phone.
Great. If she would go, if you can go ahead and cue her in. And Ms. Nowicki, your 3 minutes will begin. Good morning again.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay this time?
I hear you much clearer.
Okay.
Very clear. Thank you. So
thank you.
Please proceed.
Okay. And I'm going to start with, in August of 2015, Pete received an envelope from Sacera that had sparse information in the form of a letter advising him that a hearing was going to be held with a potential result of his retirement allotment being reduced and penalties in arrears for benefits already disbursed. The information he received was limited, and when he called Deputy CEO to request a postponement, he also asked for other documentation that Sacera Tower was using. Besides refusing a postponement, Deputy CEO Kurt Schneider also stated there was no other information available to give him. The information that Pete had received in the mail was nothing more than a brief outline of allegations, nothing else. However, at the hearing, Pete was blindsided with the many exhibits that he was not privy to, as well as a PowerPoint presentation. During Mr. Lederman's PowerPoint presentation and litany of lies, Lederman stated, quote, "I'm not going to try to repeat everything that's in our materials, so I ask you to look at the detailed evaluation that's in our memorandum." So there was obviously much more documentation than just the outline of allegations that Pete received in the mail. And yet during the hearing, Mr. Lederman started his presentation by stating, quote, "We made available our memorandum to him a month ago and all the backup documents." A short time later during the hearing, Director Gordon asked Lederman about documents received from MOFD and if they, quote, "were also being provided to Mr. Nowicki." And Lederman's response was, quote, "I believe those records have been made available to Mr. Nowicki. I'm not sure, but he had equal access to them as we did. We used a public records request for that purpose." Isn't it interesting that Lederman went from stating that Pete was given all the backup documents to not being sure to then saying that if he wanted them, he could just go out and get them himself. Even more interesting was that Cesera had over a year and a half to research information and look for the documents, but Cesera found it appropriate to allow Pete 3 weeks to do that same research while at the same time trying to bury his mother who had passed the week before. And Mr. Lederman also thought it appropriate to expect Pete to get documents via a public records request, a process that itself takes often 10 to 15 days. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Nowicki, for your public comment. Do we have any additional public comment this morning?
Yes, sir. We have Pete Nowicki.
All right. So let's bring in Mr. Nowicki. And as soon as I see or hear him, we'll get started.
Can you hear me?
There you are, Mr. Nowicki. Yeah, go ahead and begin. Your 3 minutes begins now.
Okay. I'm going to pick up where my wife left off. Going into litigation after the hearing, the attorney for Cesera, Mr. Rieger, continued to state the same lie that I had been given all the documents that were related to my hearing. When my attorney complained in court that I was not given all the materials before the 2015 hearing, your attorney simply continued to lie to the judge. But as litigation continued and we found more and more documents that had been suppressed or cherry-picked by Lederman, Cesera's attorney then changed his tune to telling the judge, quote, "There's no legislation that requires a board to provide all the documents or evidence prior to a hearing." And he hid behind that. Here's an example also how they treated our request for documents during discovery while we were in the middle of litigation. Your attorney was asked for a copy of Cesera's look-back project. His response was they couldn't find a copy. Your attorney was then advised that Cesera would have to recreate it so that we could analyze it to see what the board was looking for in the first place. The answer from your counsel at this time was they could not be compelled to do so because requests for public documents could be dismissed if they were so onerous as to put an undue burden on the agency. So we decided to wait until we had Deputy CEO Schneider under oath in the deposition and asked him where we could get a copy of that look-back project. He said it was easily obtainable from Cesera's computer archive, and suddenly your attorney was able to produce it for us immediately. Isn't it amazing how he was able to produce it when we were asking for it all along? So while I was being denied access to documents before the hearing and during the hearing, the same Cesera board decide in questioning me, they also asked me for documents on the spot. And I'll give you some examples. Director Pigeon asked me for a line graph of where my compensation stood with other MOFD chiefs. And Director Anderson asked me for written proof that I had been told that when I was promoted to chief, that my benefits would ultimately be at least equal to those of battalion chiefs. Why didn't you ask me ahead of time that you wanted those documents? And furthermore, you had a year. Why weren't those documents part of the supposed investigation that took place a year and a half? The underlying question is why and what was Cesera and the attorneys trying to hide by not providing me all the documents in the first place. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nowicki, for your public comment. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
No, that is all.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let's